Welcome, friends, to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, we'll discuss the writer Walter Savage Landor. The dates of Walter Savage Landor are from 1775 to 1864. Okay? Now, he was an English poet, and he's best remembered for the work Imaginary Conversations. Okay? Imaginary Conversations. Broadly speaking, this is a work of prose. Okay? And usme hota kya hai? It's in the form of dialogues. Dialogues between historical personalities. Now, before discussing the writings of Walter Landor, few things you should keep in mind was Landor was deeply inspired by the literature and ideals of ancient Greece and Rome, okay? And his works often display classical structures, themes, okay? And in his works you can also see the rebellious spirit, okay? And Landor's writings often critique authority as well as tradition. Now, before moving ahead, let me read out a small stanza from his poem, okay? Bahut hi famous line hai. Quote, I strove with none, for none was worth my strife. Nature I loved, and next to nature, art. I warmed both hands before the fire of life. It sinks, and I am ready to depart. Unquote. Okay? So let me read it out again. I strove with none, for none was worth my strife. Nature I loved, and next to nature, art. I warmed both hands before the fire of life. It sinks, and I am ready to depart. Okay? And in particular, jo first line hai, us pe aap dhyan dena. I strove with none, for none was worth my strife. Okay, ye bahut famous line hai. And another thing for which Landor is very famous is for writing epigrams. Okay, epigrams. E-P-I-G-R-A-M-S. Epigrams. So, epigram hota kya hai? Now, epigram is a short poem or a short saying, okay, that expresses an idea in a witty or a clever way or a funny way. Okay, use kehte hain epigram. Now, there is a very famous poem by Emily Dickinson. Okay, it is called Strangers in a Foreign World. Okay, this is the title, which is also the first line. Okay, it is just 4 or 5 lines long. Okay, so let me read out the poem. This is also an example of an epigram. Okay, quote, these strangers in a foreign world, protection asked of me, befriend them, lest yourself in heaven be found in a refugee. Unquote. Okay, so these strangers in a foreign world, protection asked of me, befriend them, lest yourself in heaven be found a refugee. Okay, so poem ye matlab kya hai iska, that the tragedy of people who are forced to flee from a place, it may be a war zone, okay, who are forced to flee from a place and have nowhere to be welcomed. And the line suggests that if you don't befriend strangers, you might be considered a refugee in heaven. Okay, so in case you are turning a blind eye to people in this world, when you go in heaven, you might have to stay like a refugee. Okay, so ye matlab hai. So this is a good example of an epigram. Then let me give you one more example. Okay, this is a poem by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, aur iska title hi hai epigram. Okay, and it gives us a good idea of what a epigram would look like when it takes the form of a poem. Okay, quote, sir, I admit your general rule that every poet is a fool, but you yourself may serve to show it that every fool is not a poet. Okay, unquote. Okay, so it is kind of funny also, but let me read it out again. Sir, I admit your general rule that every poet is a fool, but you yourself may serve to show it that every fool is not a poet. Okay, now as I told you that an epigram can be a short poem as well as a saying. Now let me give you a saying from Oscar Wilde, okay, which is also considered a epigram. Okay, quote, I can resist everything but temptation. Unquote. Okay, I can resist everything but temptation. This is a good example of an epigram. Okay, so epigram samajh mein aa gaya. So coming back to Walter Savage Landor. Now other works that he has written are a long poem called Gebir. G-E-B-I-R. This was published in 1798, and then he also wrote a verse drama called Count Julian. Okay, Count Julian. J-U-L-I-A-N. This was published in 1812. Okay. Now after that he has also written another collection of poems called Hellenics. Okay, Hellenics. H-E-L-L-E-N-I-C-S. Hellenics. This was published in 1846, and as I told you, it is a collection of poems inspired by Greek mythology and classical literature. Okay? And some of these poems, okay, included in this volume were originally composed in Latin. Okay? Now, remember one thing, that Walter Savage Landor was a writer during the Romantic era. And remember, during the Romantic era, there was a kind of reaction against neoclassical ideals. But here we have a writer, Walter Landor, who is actually imitating ancient classic writers. ठीक है, सो इस चीज को आप ध्यान में रखना. नाउ आफ्टर दैट ही हैज रिटन वन मोर पोएम कॉल्ड पेरिक्लीज एंड एस्पासिया. ठीक है, पेरिक्लीज PERICLES एंड एस्पासिया ASPASIA, पेरिक्लीज एंड एस्पासिया. और इसमें होता क्या है, इस पोएम में इट इज अ सीरीज ऑफ इमेजिनरी लेटर्स, ठीक है, टेलिंग द एक्सपीरियंसेस ऑफ एस्पासिया, हु इज अ यंग लेडी फ्रॉम एशिया, हु विजिट्स एथेंस एट द समिट ऑफ इट्स यू नो fame and glory, when Athens is at the summit of its fame and glory in the great age of Pericles. And even in this work, Landor's, you know, classical style is very visible. And with respect to his famous work, Imaginary Conversations, ठीक है, इसमें होता क्या है, as I told you that it is a kind of dialogue between different historical personalities, ठीक है. So, for instance, there is a dialogue between Diogenes and Plato, ठीक है. After that, there is a dialogue between Aesop with a slave girl in Egypt. Then Henry the Eighth talks to Annie Boyle, who is in prison. Then Dante talks with Beatrice. ठीक है, so of course you can argue that all of these different personalities existed in different points in time. So how can they even talk to one another? That is true. But that is why, you know, the title is Imaginary Conversations. And all of these, you know, conversations are about, you know, different aspects of life, love, death. ठीक है, so from an exam point of view, just remember that Walter Landor is most famous for his work, prose work called Imaginary Conversations. ठीक है, along with that, he has also written other poems, and particularly he is also famous for epigrams. And in those epigrams, he used to satirize politicians of his times. ठीक है, and some of the other poems one is called Gebir, GEBIR, जिसके बारे में मैंने आपको बताया. After that, there is a verse drama called Count Julian. ठीक है, Count Julian. Then there is a collection of poems called Hellenics. ठीक है, Hellenics. And many of the poems in this volume, they were originally written in Latin. After that, he also wrote a very poignant poem called Rose Aylmer. ठीक है, Rose Aylmer. A-Y-L-M-E-R. A-Y-L-M-E-R. Rose Aylmer. After that, as I told you that he has also written one novel called Pericles and Aspasia. ठीक है, इसका स्टोरी लाइन मैंने आपको बताया था. इट इज अबाउट द हिस्टोरिकल कैरेक्टर पेरिक्लीज एंड एस्पासिया. एंड द नॉवल इज, यू नो, रिटन इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अ सीरीज ऑफ कॉन्वर्सेशंस बिटवीन पेरिक्लीज एंड एस्पासिया. ठीक है.